And French President Emmanuel Macron are holding a joint news conference. Let's listen in.
Son soutien à cette approche. Enfin, nous sommes prêts européens à participer à des éléments de sanctions dissuasives si les Russes ne venaient pas à la table des négociations et ne venaient pas en quelque sorte avec une proposition de cessez-le-feu crédible. Les semaines qui ont suivi ont montré que la Russie n'était pas prête. Je note que le président Trump, ces derniers jours, a condamné avec force les frappes russes.
We'll bring you back to the media briefing when Prime Minister Wang speaks. Arnold Gay is live at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Arnold, key themes and main issues that delegates will attempt to tackle, what can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that it's tempting to say that, you know, nothing has changed and some of the issues are still there, but that would really be incorrect. It is true that, you know, issues like the Ukraine and Gaza wars, Taiwan Strait, the Myanmar situation and South China Sea maritime disputes are still there. They are, of course, on the agenda, and the delegates will be, you know, doing as much as they can to pressure the parties and to find solutions which are acceptable to the parties in an attempt to resolve the situation. I should also say that, you know, it's not correct because, you know, it's not static. There are developments along the security policy making front, if you like. It's evolved. Security has evolved. We're talking about things like undersea warfare at this forum. There's outer space defense now, as well as data cable protection. Now, these were once niche, but these discussions have now taken on a wider, if you like, regional scale, and delegates will also be actively talking about them. And there are actually a couple of sessions which will deal directly with these issues and subjects as well. What's new for this dialogue this year would be the Pakistan-India situation along the Kashmir border. Tensions, as you know, remain high after 4 days of clashes between the two sides. We are hearing that both parties are here. They're not talking to each other directly, but they are talking to other delegates. And one attendee, you know, that we've spoken to says the level of misinformation, for example, you know, on the clash, on the dispute between the two parties has been very high, and pointing out that something needs to be done to reduce this misinformation. And that's why you probably see cybersecurity on the agenda as well.
Arnold, ceasefire deals.
Very quickly, you talked about Macron.
We focus on our areas.
Prime Minister Wang is now speaking at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron.
Between France and Singapore, we have many common areas of interest, from security to the economy to energy, and many of the areas which we talked about earlier. So what Singapore will bring to the table as a constructive partner is that we will always be a steadfast supporter to advance these areas of shared interest together in order to achieve win-win outcomes for both sides. And the agreements we signed just now attest to that. The deep and significant levels of trust that has been established between both countries at the leadership level, across the officials, and even at the people-to-people level attest to that, that we will always be reliable, credible, and a steadfast partner to France and to other partners as well, in thinking of ways in which we can achieve win-win outcomes. Between France and Singapore, I think there is another important area where there is shared interest, which is that we both believe deeply in multilateralism and a rules-based global order. We know that this global order is shifting. What we have seen before in the decades past is starting to change. No one knows what the new order will be in the coming year's time, so we are in a period of transition. And in this period of transition, it's important that like-minded countries work together to put in place the outlines and the pillars of a new order that will ensure stability and continued shared prosperity for countries around the world. That's what France and Singapore are doing. And we are doing it not just bilaterally, but we are also working through some of the initiatives we discussed just now, for example, enhancing EU-ASEAN partnership, strengthening the links or potentially forging a new partnership between the EU and the CPTPP. These are significant moves which I believe will help to further emphasize the principles of free trade, of the rules-based trading system, and will ensure that we are able to put in place the new pillars of multilateralism that will eventually emerge in the years to come.
Thank you. Next question, TF on LCE.
Bonjour, Monsieur le Premier ministre. Bonjour, Monsieur le Président. C'est Labougriou pour TF1 LCI. Ma question porte sur Gaza. Tout au long de ce séjour, vous avez rappelé à plusieurs reprises votre opposition au double standard. Alors que vous plaidez pour des sanctions massives contre la Russie, l'Union européenne envisage aujourd'hui de réexaminer l'accord d'association avec Israël. Faut-il aller plus loin ? Faut-il sanctionner Israël ? Et enfin, confirmez-vous votre présence à la conférence internationale à New York ? Et comptez-vous reconnaître à cette occasion l'État de Palestine ? Certains affirment aujourd'hui qu'il s'agit d'une nécessité morale. Que leur répondez-vous ? Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Je pense que tout dépend des choix qui seront faits par le gouvernement d'Israël dans les prochains jours. Et il est très clair aujourd'hui que nous ne pouvons pas laisser la situation durer. Le blocus humanitaire qui aujourd'hui prévaut crée une situation qui est insoutenable sur le terrain. J'ai pu me rendre il y a quelques semaines à la frontière.
We're just listening to the press conference where French President Emmanuel Macron is speaking along with Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. Mr. Wong said both countries believe deeply in multilateralism and a rules-based order, but he noted that we are in a period of transition and that it's important that like-minded countries work together to put in place the pillars for a new order.
L'ensemble de l'aide humanitaire qui était stockée là.
Let's go back now to Arnold Gay. He's live at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Arnold, coming back to you, ceasefire deals for both the Gaza and Ukraine war seem to be back on the table. What kind of developments do you think defense leaders will discuss at the dialogue?
Okay, I mean, I'll get to that in a moment. I just want to quickly add to what you were saying about Emmanuel Macron talking about shared interests. I mean, the other thing, you know, I think I'd like to point out is the fact that he's here. He's the first European speaker to address the Shangri-La Dialogue in its 20 or so year history. And it shows, you know, that shared interest extends to this region. France recognizes the strategic importance of the region and is working to re-engage with Indo-Pacific countries, which to a degree have been neglected, you know, because of COVID. And France and Europe, for that matter, working very hard to establish these ties again. Well, as for attempts, you know, to reach ceasefires in both Gaza and Russia, these are very much issues that are still here. So delegates, we know, will be pushing, you know, very hard, pressuring parties like Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire and for the return of hostages. At the same time, they will be doing their best as well to find a solution to the Ukraine war, putting the pressure on Russia and, you know, perhaps, you know, helping Ukraine in whatever way they can. To go to the individual wars as far as Ukraine is concerned, despite all these efforts, you know, what analysts are saying is that it really boils down to what Donald Trump is able to do. How much pressure is he willing to put on Vladimir Putin to achieve a ceasefire? I mean, he's shown impatience, we know that lately, but he still hasn't shown the inclination, if you like, to apply real pressure. I mean, this can be in the form of exports on Russian oil. It could be things like seizing Russian assets, which are a lot of which is held by Europe right now. Or it could be, you know, keeping U.S. arms flowing into Ukraine, you know, once that supply that was promised by Joe Biden ends, if you like. Putin, meantime, has proposed peace talks. It's not the first time he's doing it, so we'll have to see what happens. In the Middle East, it is also equally challenging. We might hear the Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim talk about this later tomorrow. He's been very vocal, and it won't be the first time that he will speak about this. We don't know for sure if he will, but it's very possible. What the IISS is saying about the Middle East is this. Again, it's really Trump's willingness to constrain, his willingness and his ability to constrain Israel and to deter Iran. He's had limited success with Netanyahu, who's shown that, you know, he's willing to do quite a bit to ensure his political survival. And it's unlikely, very unlikely, that President Trump, Donald Trump, is going to sever ties with Israel because, you know, they simply have very deep and long-standing ties. Meantime, we know that Netanyahu wants to destroy Iran, its principal enemy in the Middle East. But Trump wants a deal, and he wants a new nuclear deal with Iran. It's not clear, I should say at this point, whether Tehran will give up its nuclear ambitions or whether it will stop funding groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, which form, if you like, the nexus of this axis of resistance that was being used against Israel. So, I mean, to sum it up all very quickly, many things need to fall in place. Ultimately, it will depend a lot on Trump to be tough and something that he shied away from, you know, so far. So we will have to see. Wait and see.
Thank you, Arnold, for those insights. That was Arnold Gay live at the IISS Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. And we'll have more after the break. Stay with us on Asia Now.
Asia wakes up to a new day. Get up to speed with major events shaping lives in the region and other parts of the world.
Putting things in perspective with eye-opening reports and expert analysis as a new era of global politics breeds power struggles and shifting alliances.
We get to the heart of the matter and take stock of the issues you're invested in with on-the-ground reports and wall-to-wall coverage. Viewing it all from a regional lens because we put Asia first.
They work behind the scenes. Their skills, spatial awareness, superhuman calm and precision.
The standard is perfection. You're always looking to do it perfectly.
They speak a bizarre language only they can understand. The hidden heroes of the air. Air traffic controllers.
Controlling the skies. Saturday on CNA.
He pushed me down the stairs.
Do you think the school is doing enough to tackle bullying?
The issue of bullying has become a lot more complex. We are trying.
Her psychiatrist told me she got suicidal thoughts.
Are there lessons to be learned from South Korea where bullying is a national concern? A one-hour special, Talking Point, Sunday on CNA.
We started off as schoolmates from the age of around 10. My problem was that every time I saw her, I sort of felt breathless. So we missed out telling each other how fond we were.